With industrial relations reform not on the government's immediate political agenda, some of the country's major business groups have announced they will embark on a community campaign to cut penalty rates. Business groups claim that penalties, which can rise up to 200% on Sundays, are limiting the operating hours of many businesses and forcing some to abandon weekend trade. The campaign comes after the Fair Work Commission last month cut penalty rates for casual weekend staff to 50% in one industry, acknowledging the link between penalty rates and employment. On AM earlier, Prime Minister Tony Abbott made it clear that penalty rates were a matter for the Fair Work Commission.
Yes, we must boost productivity if we are going to pay our way in the world successfully. But penalty rates are a matter for the Fair Work Commission, and people are perfectly entitled to bring applications to the Fair Work Commission to ensure that their businesses are profitable and they can continue to maximise employment.
The Prime Minister speaking earlier on AM. Kate Carnell is the President of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry. They are leading the call for change, and Kate Carnell joins us this morning. Welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you very much, Ellen.
Kate, can I start by asking you, isn't this about the sort of society we want to live in? A society where we preserve Sundays for family time, or a society where a desire to shop 7 days a week is paramount?
Look, it is very much reflective of the society we live in, not necessarily the one we desire to, but the one we do right now. Look, right now we want to shop weekends, we want to go out to a restaurant on weekends, we want to get services that we need, you know, get our hair cut, go to the butcher, all those sorts of things on weekends. Australians have, I suppose, spoken with their feet already. And that's what they're doing. The problem is, particularly for small to medium businesses, the cost of opening can be absolutely prohibitive. And if those costs were reduced, small to medium businesses could employ more of our young people.
Mm.
Youth unemployment rates are amongst the highest they've been for a long time. This is a win for Australians and a win for our young people who want jobs.
You say Australians have voted with their feet, but isn't this a cultural change led by your members? I mean, isn't the point that it's your members who want us shopping 7 days a week rather than at home building family relations on what is often the only day where the family's together?
Can I tell you, Ellen, that people who own businesses would much prefer to be home with their families as well. The reality here is that Saturdays and Sundays are often the busiest days of the week now for many businesses. They simply got to open because it's the expectation of you and me and the majority of the rest of Australians. People don't want shopping hours reduced. We know that from many pieces of work that we've done. People want to be able to shop weekends. To do that, we've got to be able to reduce penalty rates.
And so you're saying you're doing this in the interest of the community, not in your interest of your members?
Look, absolutely. I mean, people have already indicated just by what they do that they want to shop weekends, they want to eat weekends, eat out weekends, they want services weekends. But for Australia's small to medium businesses, and that's the majority of people who open weekends, it's the mum and dad businesses, the penalty rates in their current form are just prohibitive.
Okay.
It means in many cases they're having to work themselves. If this was freed up, we could employ more young people.
This is being described as a community campaign as well as an industrial campaign. Who's driving the push and how many sectors are involved?
The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry will be driving it, but along with the retailers, the restaurant and caterers, pharmacy guild, I mean, there's a whole range of industries that are opening weekends and are finding penalty rates really prohibitive in terms of employing more younger people.
The rates to you, pharmacists pay 200% on Sundays, retail workers get 100%, hospitality workers also get double time. What does your organisation say is a fair rate of pay on a Sunday?
Look, what we're saying is the rates of pay on Sunday, we should be aspiring to have it similar to Saturdays.
And so what would that mean?
And that's different in different industries, but we need to reduce it significantly from where it is at the moment. And that's what Fair Work Commission will be asked to do. It was great to see them reduce Sunday penalty rates for casuals in the restaurant and catering industry a couple of weeks ago. But it needs to be broader than that, and the rates need to be lower than 150% we saw there.
Let's talk about how broad it'll go. I want to play you a comment from Professor Ron McCallum, an expert in labour law from the University of Sydney.
It's part of the nature of pay to attract people by giving them various rates to work at particular times. Most of the weekend nurses who work weekend evenings are married women who leave dad in charge of the kids, and if it wasn't for penalty rates on weekends, they wouldn't go back to work. So if you want that sort of employment, you have to have penalty rates. No one talks about keeping our hospitals running. Everyone talks about their cup of coffee on a Sunday morning in a restaurant.
Kate Carnell, do you take his point that reducing penalty rates could make it actually harder to get some workers into jobs and actually reduce productivity?
Look, no, it's simply not the case. Look, if penalty rates were reduced significantly and people couldn't get staff on Sundays, then they'd put up the wage rate. It's that simple. The market would dictate. At the moment, the market's not dictating because the penalty rates, the legislated penalty rates, are so incredibly high. People don't have a choice of paying less. So if that comment was right, then wages would drift up to get to attract the people.
Alternatively, they just employ younger and younger people.
And let's be fair, for many of us, a job in hospitality in a restaurant were our entry rate jobs where we got some experience so we could go into the workplace. But I think increasingly we've also got to focus on older people as well that might have finished in a career and are looking for a bit of part-time work. And hospitality, restaurant, catering, retail is a great place to go.
And where do you say it ends? Ron McCallum says nurses simply wouldn't work if they weren't paid to do so at unsociable hours. Should it be extended across these sorts of sectors or just in the sorts of sectors you're talking about?
Look, Ellen, if the wages were too low to attract people, then wages would go up. It's that simple.
Let's turn to the federal government. They've been at pains to avoid a debate on industrial relations, declaring work choices dead, buried and cremated. Are you concerned at all that this leaves them vulnerable to a scare campaign?
Ellen, this isn't work choices. This is penalty rates on Sundays. It's that simple, on weekends. It doesn't include all the other bits of penalty rates. This is about productivity. It's about jobs for our kids. It's about allowing our small to medium businesses, the mum and dad businesses, to open longer hours, to employ more people, and hopefully to be able to do so profitably.
Yeah, but this was the heart of work choices, was looking at rates of pay for people and flattening them out across the week. That was a key plank of work choices.
It was a part of work choices, but there was a whole range of other issues like unfair dismissal, a whole range of issues.
Right.
This is a really important issue where certainly hoping that the people of Australia will indicate to government that they want to be able to shop, go out to restaurants, get their hair cut weekends. They don't want to pay extra for the pleasure. And we'll be encouraging government to go to the next election with a policy that reflects what Australians want and how to improve productivity and jobs for our kids and potentially older people as well.
Did you alert the government to this campaign? And if so, how did they react?
Oh, they know what we think in this area. There's no doubt about that. So they won't be surprised. They know, and we've told them, that this is a major issue for us. It's something that really needs to change and change as quickly as possible.
Can I just ask you a final quick question on the paid parental leave scheme? It goes before the House of Reps. It's been amended to reduce the pay from $75,000 to $50,000 over the next 6 months. Just briefly, does that make it any more appealing to your members, and what do you like to see happen in the Senate?
Oh, look, it's more appealing to our members, but our members don't support the policy in its current form. It's a new significant cost to business, and that's a problem. That's,
so you'd like to see further amendments in the Senate, or would you like it gone altogether?
Oh, look, we'd like it gone altogether, but if it can't be gone altogether, then we'd like it we'd like the rates to be reduced as far as possible.
Kate Carnell, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks very much.
Kate Carnell, the President of the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, on the line there.